This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rishi Sunak looks set to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the country and Conservative Party needed unity. Johnson had raced home from a holiday in the Caribbean to try and secure the backing of 100 lawmakers to enter Monday's ballot to replace Liz Truss, the woman who succeeded him in September after he was driven out of office over a string of scandals. Johnson said he had secured the backing of 102 lawmakers, but that he had failed to persuade either Sunak or the other contender, Penny Mordaunt, to come together, quote, in the national interest. Johnson's statement likely paves the way for his arch-rival Sunak to become prime minister, possibly as soon as Monday, replacing Truss. This is VOA News. The rival Koreas say they've exchanged warning shots along their near-disputed western sea boundary. South Korea's military says its Navy fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship it says violated the sea boundary early Monday. North Korea's military later said it fired 10 rounds of artillery shells as a warning to South Korea in response. There were no reports of clashes between the Koreas. The incident comes amid heightened tensions over North Korea's recent barrage of missile tests. More than 3 years after New York prosecutors started investigating Donald Trump after going to the U.S. Supreme Court twice to gain access to his tax records, the only criminal trial to arise from their efforts is about to begin. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former President Donald Trump is not going on trial, but his company is, the Trump Organization, accused of helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. Trump signed off on some of the checks at the center of the case, but is not charged with anything and is not expected to testify or attend the trial, which starts Monday with jury selection. If convicted, the organization could be fined more than $1 million. Last month, the New York Attorney General filed a civil lawsuit accusing Trump and his organization of misleading banks and others for years about the value of assets. That civil suit seeks $250 million and a permanent ban on Trump doing business in the state. Julie Walker, New York.
Saudi Arabia's powerful 37-year-old crown prince will not attend an upcoming summit in Algeria after his doctors advised him not to travel. The acknowledgement from the state-run Saudi press agency on Sunday came hours after Algeria's presidency said Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will not be attending because of health reasons, spurring speculation about his condition. Royal doctors advised Prince Mohammed not to fly long distances to avoid the quote-unquote trauma on his middle ear. Recapping our top story, Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine was preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device, a stark claim that was strongly rejected by U.S., Ukrainian, and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian advances. Russia has repeatedly made allegations that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb and blame it on Moscow. Ukrainian authorities, in turn, have accused the Kremlin of hatching such a plan. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.